Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Posh B Scout once again. See, we are already on our fourth episode of this show. See how time flies. We started on the 1st of September and now we are here. And today is going to be even more fun because I'm not in the studio alone. I've got one of your favorite DJ in the studio with me today. I'm going to introduce them in a minute, but I want to check on you guys. How are you doing? How are you? How is your mental state? How is your body? How is your mind? I hope everything is together. I hope everything is going well with you. Yes, in life, we all face trouble. In life, we all go through one thing or the other. It's part of life, but don't let it weigh you down. Keep trying. And when you need to speak to someone, you should speak to someone, because I think the stigma that we're trying to break is actually the fact that black people, a minority race, we don't speak. We don't talk about what we are going through. We don't talk about emotions because it's not normal. It has not been normalized for us growing up. And that's why I created this space. It's for a safe space so people can talk about how they are feeling. Is that couch that you can actually sit on and feel comfortable, where you can offload your problem, you can offload how you're doing. And I'm asking you, how are you doing today? Hope you're fine. So my guest today is Annie Anwande. Woo! I hope you guys are shouting up there. We have Annie and Wandy in the building. They are celebrity DJs from Nigeria, and they've been on UK tour. So I'm blessed to actually hijack them to be able to bring them on the show for tonight. So I'm going to be asking them some questions, and then we're going to kick off today's show in a minute. But before we start, I'm going to do my favorite, my normal track, which I do once before I draft that introduction. Actually, let me introduce you to the topic today, because obviously we have a DJ in the house. So the topic today is actually using music as a coping mechanism. That is the topic for today's program. Yeah? Music as coping mechanism. And so we're going to go on our first music break, and we're back. We're diving into the show at full. Thank you.
I'm not moved by what I see. I know who I be. I just want my peace. Make money, yeah. I go get everything I need in my own timing. Koni kojami, koni dite. So many people deny. Oluwa don't go sign. Can't believe this my life. Everything come aligned. They look at me so surprised. Shamadelo don't buy. I know it's hurting your pride. Believe me, I don't mind. Party no they stop when we pop. Yeah, we have plenty spending. Like it's nothing. Party no they stop when we pop. Yeah, we have plenty spending. Like it's nothing.
Say me I know they for free. Cause Oluwa don't consign me. I know they put my fault, no consign me. Kinda slow, but I'm always on timing. Say my eyes don't see many things. See me a bad draw for time. If you see the age, you need therapy. Good vibes, no bad energy. Yeah. Ache, tibaja de ton, ayon waja. Tibaja fe mule na banga. Me where I don't, ayon paga. I go get time for wala. Find on get way fine like Rihanna. Spend it like Obi Kubana. Live out for Tony Montana. Everything I know made in China.
Party no they stop when we pop. Yeah, we have plenty spending. Like it's nothing. Party no they stop when we pop. Yeah, we have plenty spending. Like it's nothing.
Song is Party No Dey Stop by Adekunle Gold. And that song happens to be one of my favorite songs, because especially the verse 2 from Zeno, because music is therapy for me. I think I believe in therapy, obviously, but when you take a music break, you know, sometimes when you can't fall asleep and you just have to listen to some music and they just relax you, and then the next thing you've managed, you're already snoring. And that's kind of therapy that music does to us. And I will be putting that question to people that actually do that music, that actually DJ. You know, a DJ role is very important in the community these days, because before you think you can just play music and play one music, but now when you see the way music has gone, transitioning from one song to another on the same beat, same tempo, is really something I cannot do it. So I think it's a beautiful thing that we have people that can do that. And yeah, so I've got Wani and Hani in the building, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wani, Hani.
Andy.
Andy.
Yeah.
Wani and Andy. Right, so I've been correct. It's Wani and Andy. So, right, I'll let them do some introduction and then, right, guys, take it off from me. How are you today?
We're very well, thank you. Andy, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
So, my first question for you guys would be, when did you first realize that music is more than entertainment for you?
I mean, right from growing up, we've always loved music. It's not just been a form of entertainment. We've loved listening to music. We'd always get albums of our favorite artists and listen to it. Like, it brings us together as a family, not just Wani and I, our entire household. We love music so much. So it just connects us as one, literally.
That's beautiful. So I'm sure you can hear that. So music has actually been in the house. It's been in the family. And that's what it's been doing all their life. That's good. So when exactly do you guys transition into DJing?
Officially, we started DJing about 4 years ago.
And
it's been great.
Oh yeah, I'm a testimony to that. I feel like your journey in 4 years has actually been amazing. And this is go back to having a passion. You know, when you do something that you actually have passion for, you will grow. It's definitely, the road might be rough and patchy in the beginning, but eventually, because it's actually what you actually put your time and effort into, it will definitely grow up. My next question with you guys will be, can you share a time when music helped you cope with the stress, or when you have a low moment, how music has actually helped you to cope?
Oh, multiple times, right. Multiple times. There are times where I was depressed and like, I think maybe going back to when we didn't, like, I didn't know what we would do with our lives before DJing came into play, and like, I'll just be home. That time Money would be in her boyfriend's house. I don't know what she was going through then, but me, I'm just speaking on my own personal experience. I'd be home and like very depressed, not knowing what to do, and like, I just realized that the thing that always kept me sane was when I play music of some sort. I just play the music, I be in my zone, and it helps me to, like, you know, feel better at that point in time. And also, as well, when I was depressed at that time, I added a lot of weight.
Right.
And like, working out everything, music helps the process. Like, dance workout is one of my favorite. Put on your music, you're good to go. You're dancing for hours, so it helps you. It helps me in different mood, being depressed, when I'm to lose weight. Even when I'm happy, I just put on music and like, I'm dancing. I'm happier than I was. So yeah, music
beautiful.
Is like life.
Do you want to share something else, please?
So for me, I feel music is universal.
That's right.
I know. Even if you don't understand the same language someone else is speaking, you guys can bond over music, and you don't necessarily need to know what is being said.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the songs, we have a lot of songs right now that connect to different ways we feel. Like Candy just used as an example. There was a time in our life before we became DJs. You know when you're in like that bottom level and you don't know what to do with your life. We always love music, but at that point, just had to look for something to hold on to. Nothing was working out. That quiet moment where you just have, you put one song and you're listening to one song that is literally telling you that everything is going to be alright. Listening to a song where somebody's telling you that I've been in this point before and now I'm better. So music gives you hope. There's no mood you're in that you cannot find a song to match that.
That's right.
Also,
that's
when
right.
I was heartbroken 5 years ago when I broke up with my ex, like, songs just put me in a better mood because your mind can be wandering, but you start listening to that one song that just pulls you out from that deep dark place you're in and just gives you a little bit of hope. And even as DJs, Andy and I can be fighting now, and when it's time to work, once we start playing, the
it's
fight called, is quashed.
Absolutely, that's
so
beautiful.
It just brings so much joy, that's happiness, and hope. Music is amazing.
Do you think, cause is the kind of music you play actually determines your mood sometimes? And I think some people, when they are going through bad time, they play bad songs, and that even make it worse. I believe so. So what kind of music do you think is best to play when you have a lowdown, low moment? Are you meant to play a song to get you from feeling more down? Is it something that is uplifting? Which one? What do you prefer?
I mean, I think everybody have done it before. Mm-hmm. When you're feeling sad and then you just play one song, you just want to be in that mood.
Yeah,
but yeah, I feel like when you're sad, instead of like wallowing in that mood, I think you should find something uplifting. Mm-hmm. Like me, when I'm down, I find motivational songs. Like when he said, like when we're down, you find that song that give you a little hope. Even if you're feeling hopeless at that point in time, when you play that song, when you listen to the lyrics, when you feel the feeling, you know that everything is going to be okay. So even though people do it and put songs to make them feel more depressed,
because I've been there. I was once a young man also, and then when you have this heartbreak,
you put this on and then you enhance your cry. Yes,
it's okay to cry sometimes.
It's okay to cry,
but crying is beautiful.
Yeah, but
really, you are releasing emotion.
Yeah,
but eventually there's a stage where you have to get off that.
Yes, start picking yourself
back up again. And you know, that's how powerful music is. It gets you depressed at the same time, it can lift you also.